This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave, U.S. milk production in October was down 0.5% from a year ago, a little more than what was expected from last week's report.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was kind of looking. In fact, Stone X was looking for up 0.2%. So obviously we were wrong. But I think people pretty well lined up right around unchanged. So down 0.2% to up 0.2%, down 0.5% doesn't bode well. We've got a lot of productive capacity coming online here in the U.S., you know, plant capacity to make dairy products that need fresh, high quality milk. In the next 18 months, this is going to be coming online, and cow numbers we thought might be up 1,000 head in this report, down 6,000 head. Weekly slaughter the last 12 weeks is running about 5 or 6% below year-ago levels, but for the year, we're still up 3% in cow slaughter. So the herds are getting smaller, or I should say the herd overall is getting smaller, and this milk production report, we got to start building the herd out here if we're going to meet up without any real high competition for milk in about 6 to 12 months.
Well, are the low milk prices the reason for this?
Low milk prices are part of it, and high feed costs are part of it also. But the one thing that doesn't get talked about is the increase in fixed costs over the last 3, 4, 5 years. Labor and the cost of money, of course, which is the big one here this year. All of these things are kind of putting a wet blanket on the optimistic views from otherwise fairly bullish dairy farmers who see all this productive capacity. They've been asking for it for years. They see it coming on, and yet they're not really willing to step up to the plate in a big way because the cost of doing business has become, in some sense, prohibitive. So I think when I look at it, I look, you know, the plant capacity coming online, there's a bullishness there. Manufacturers want to make more product. I get that. And we're going to need that, by the way, long term, next 5 or 10 years, especially as we export more. But I think what's happening right now is there's this disparity between those manufacturers and the dairy producers that are going to put the milk in those plants. We need to turn this around for those guys, because right now this report down 0.5% it's a big deal. We need to bring more milk on.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Kurzelski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Fewer farm workers, higher farm worker wages. This we get from USDA's latest farm labor report out on Wednesday, and it says that during the week of October 8th, there were working on the nation's farms and ranches 776,000 people hired by farm operators. That's down 1% from the same week in October of 2022. Those workers were paid a gross wage, $18.81 an hour. That's up 6%. From October a year ago. Field workers getting an average $18.24 an hour, 7% more than a year ago. Livestock workers pulling in an average $17.19. That is 4% more. During the week of October 8th, hired workers logged in 41.7 hours, just a few minutes less than for the same reference week a year ago. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
USDA's new food price forecast for 2024 has been released. USDA economist Megan Schweitzer.
Well, in 2024, we expect food prices to continue to decelerate its growth, but we don't expect food prices to decline overall in 2024. So in 2024, we expect food at home or grocery prices to increase by 1.6%. We expect prices for all food to increase by 2.9%. in 2024. And we expect prices for food away from home, or restaurant prices, to increase by 4.3% in 2024.
That's USDA economist Megan Schweitzer.
Hi, this is Zach Duchesneau, your Farm Service Agency Administrator, reminding you that voting is now open for the 2023 FSA County Committee elections. Now through December 4th, farmers and ranchers can cast their votes for those who will serve on their local FSA committee in their respective local administrative area. County committees are unique to the FSA and serve as a direct link between the agricultural communities across the country and the USDA. Ballots for the 2023 elections. If you did not receive your ballot by mail, you can request one from your local USDA service center, and those ballots must be returned or postmarked no later than December 4th. For more information, visit fsa.usda.gov/elections or contact your local FSA office. Don't delay. And vote today.
Again, that website for more info, fsa.usda.gov/elections. A reminder for archive programs, head to our free website, dairyradio.com.